Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
I'm rich right now. Is that right? I don't have to work to get rich. I am. I am. I'm a child of the King. My name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. I'm going to rule and reign with Him as a king. Rich, you talk about rich. I am. I am. Right now. Why am I saying that? Then why should I be in such awe of somebody that's got some money down here? Why should I kowtow around them and show them all kind of favoritism? Why? When you don't know them, or what you know you don't like, but you act phony. Why? Why? Why would you do that? Why would you do that? Come on, help me out. Why would you do that? Because you think you might get some of it. And in the vast majority of cases, I can help you out right now. You ain't. They're not going to do anything for you. I'm convinced. You know, the Lord's blessed us. He's blessed these churches. He's blessed this ministry. I'm thankful for it. I believe it's going to get much bigger. Yes. I believe we're going to have big resources to reach the world, to send more and more word to other peoples and tribes and tongues and languages. Amen. It's going to take a lot of money. We're going to have it. The Lord's already told us money's not going to be a problem. Amen. It's not going to be a problem. Amen. But I'm convinced of this. We've had to pass some tests to get to where we are now, and you'll have to pass tests to go further. I'm not claiming Phyllis and I have always done everything perfectly, but I can look back and see a few things. There's been more than one occasion where people had the appearance of big money or actually were big money. I'm talking about billionaire. And they paid us some attention and even implied that they would do things for us. And there came a point where we had to make up our mind. They're not our source. And they're never going to be. And there's some people that didn't understand that. There's some folks that talked about doing some things for us. This was several years ago when we first started the church at Branson there. And we met and talked and we said, well, so thank you for your interest in us. And we, you know, you'd be polite, be gracious. But that's it. You leave and you go, well, Lord, that's between you and them. My thinking is if the Lord deals with you to do something, you should do it.
That's right.
Period. Amen. Period. That's right. If He doesn't deal with you, okay, that's between you and Him. Amen. But a lot of situations like that, folks don't operate that way. So then they wanted information and they wanted this and they wanted that and the other. And they wanted to really get in our business. And we found out later that they had gotten too much into some other people's business and controlled some things, took some things. Oh, wow. You know, like one fellow said, let me tell you what the golden rule is. Whoever's got the gold, got the rule.
That's good.
Well, in this life, you got to watch out about that. Because things come with strings. And so Phyllis had asked me about it. And sometimes I'm out on the road. Sometimes I said, no. Should I give them this? I said, no. Should I let them do this? I said, no. 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 What about this? Simple. If the Lord told him to do something, do it. If not, don't. Right? But it was obvious they were wanting a lot from us. And finally, one of the representatives came to Phyllis and said, do you not understand who this is and what they can do for you? And they could take care of all your problems from now on. And boy, I said the wrong thing to Phyllis. And it said the wrong thing to me. Why? She said, they're not our source. So you've got to get settled in that. Is that right?
Right.
They're not my source. The bank's not my source. Come on, are you listening? This job's not my source. This customer's not my source. We haven't digressed. If you get this settled, it will deliver you from playing favorites and being a judge and being phony. It'll deliver you. It'll deliver you. It'll also deliver you from begging. Believers are not beggars. If you're begging, you ain't believing. I'm telling you that. You don't have to. I said you don't have to. Because who's my source? Come on, who's my source? Not man. Man's not my source. God's my source. And when that's real to you, you quit begging. Didn't the psalmist say, I've been young and now I'm old. But this I have never seen. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed a begging for bread. Come on, somebody say, I'm not a beggar. I'm not a beggar. I don't have to beg. God's my source. If it doesn't come that way, it'll come another way. Even if God dealt with them and they choose not to do it, that's not the end of it. He can use somebody else. Is that right? And that's not my job, who he deals with and how it comes. I obey him. I stay close to him. I hold on to him. And he's going to take care of me. Hallelujah. Had a person call me. This has happened more than once. And say, you know, we're going to sow a big seed to your ministry. Big amount. And I said, well, praise God. Wonderful. Thank you. And I went on about my business. And one of them got a hold of Phyllis later and said, he didn't act all that excited. And of course, they wanted to meet and they wanted to do this. And we said, no. To do what? Yeah, but they're so-and-so.
They wanted to be praying.
Okay. But I got a meeting. They might think, dummy, you're going to preach to people that don't have money? I got money. Well, then call me a dummy then. Because I went. Well, would you do this? Would you do that? No. No, why? If the Lord deals with you to do something, just do it. If he doesn't, then don't.
Come on now.
Is this right or not? And you know, that big amount they said they were going to give, that was what, 15, 20 years ago? I ain't seen a penny of that. None of that's ever come in. And yet, we've had what we need. It has come in. Hallelujah. It has come in. Somebody say, thank you, Lord. He said, you've despised the poor. Verse 5, has not God chosen the poor of this world, rich in faith, heirs of the kingdom which he's promised to them that love him? But you've despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats? Some of these guys, he said, these rich people, they've done you wrong. They took you to court. They sued you. They took your stuff in the community. And they're going to come into church. You're going to give them a good seat.
Come on.
What is wrong with you? Who are these people? Just because there's something in this world doesn't mean they're anything in the kingdom.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
And in the kingdom, we should honor kingdom accomplishment.
Yeah.
Not ungodly, worldly stuff.
Amen.
They might be the biggest movie star. They might be the biggest, you know, they might be ultra rich because of this or that. That doesn't make you anything to God.
Amen.
Now, it doesn't mean you're nothing either.
Amen.
Right? You are valuable. You are loved. But you're not a big wig and above other people because you did something in the world. So just because somebody's important, I'm not saying we wouldn't try to help them, and some people have problems with the public and this and that. We would do some things depending on what the Lord led us to do. But we're not going to give people a place. We're not going to turn things over to them. I tell you who I am going to do stuff for. Fathers in the faith. People that have labored for 60 years in gospel. Come on, are you listening to me? I'm going to give them a seat up front. Is that right? No, I don't need to know how much money they got.
That's right.
Got nothing to do with it.
That's right.
You honor the kingdom things. But see, he said, you have judged You've distinguished between peoples and their relative values and their comparative importance. It is the sin of superiority, this judging. You have to act like you got nothing in your life to come down on somebody for the speck in their eye. And it's hypocritical because you got the beam in yours. Keep reading. Keep reading. He said, don't they blaspheme, verse 7, the worthy name by which you're called? I don't care who you are in the world. If you got no respect for my Jesus, you and I are not buds. Right? I mean, I love you. And I'm not going to treat you like you're nothing either, but until you got some respect for Him, it's going to be tough for us to do much fellowship. Amen. Verse 8, if you fulfill the royal law according to the Scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. That's talking about valuing them as much as you value yourself. You do well. But if you have respect to persons, you commit sin and are convinced of the law as transgressors. For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. Now this is the thing we need revelation on. Beware of categorizing of peoples and beware of categorizing of sin. Well, now, you know, yeah, I've done that, but that's just a little light sin. You know, that ain't that bad. But oh, that, now that's a big one. That's a big one. And I'm not like that. Yeah, I've done some of these little things, but that's a bad one. And I'm, what are you saying? I'm superior to that, to them. And I'd never do that. Well, if you keep one point and offend in another, you keep all the rest of it, but you offend in one point. He said, you're guilty of what? Of all of it. Why? The spirit of it is the same. I would never do that. You already have. How could they do such a thing? Don't act dumb. You know how. You've done it. Now see, when you get here, even though we've said that a couple of times now, a lot of folks are thinking, no, I wouldn't do that. You never have to. But you have done some things that are of the same nature. And if you to act like you haven't is to deceive yourself and be a hypocrite.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.